Here with your Marketline Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Another positive day for both wheat and cattle markets on Wednesday. Corn and milk struggled to follow suit. From her quarantine home trading office in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat did surge today. That was really the big leader. Six straight days of up. And this market has really rallied off its bottom in a way that we were kind of surprised to see. That momentum from, you know, difficulties in Russia and the Ukraine, that added to the friendly aspect of the fact that China is really starting to buy and honor their phase one trade deal. I think that the futures were completely ignoring the fact that U.S. wheat prices are higher than most everyone globally. And so you would think that we've been priced out of the market. But here we are with the momentum behind these markets. And, you know, who knows? $6 looks pretty close right now. And could we see $6 wheat? It's very possible.
In closing markets, Chicago May wheat futures yesterday closed up 18.5 cents to $5.80. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 10.25 cents to $5.01. May corn closed up a penny and a quarter to $3.48.5. Live cattle futures up again $2.30 this time on the April board to $108.45. Feeder cattle up $1.85 to $132.07.5. Class 3 milk fell 14 cents yesterday to $15.94.
With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your Marketline Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.